To make some simple rose mauling flowers freehand, you'll need to learn a few strokes. This stroke is called the S stroke. You start on the chisel edge, press, and end on the chisel edge. Now we can turn an S stroke into a leaf or a flower petal by adding another stroke alongside of it. There, a petal or a leaf. Again, make an S stroke and come alongside and make another stroke, and you have a leaf or a petal stroke. This is a crescent stroke or a circle stroke, even some places called an igloo stroke. The outside edge of your brush does all the movement and pivots all around, while the inside edge of your brush stays virtually in one place. Let's paint a simple flower. A comma stroke. Now make another comma stroke facing the first comma stroke. Now put an S stroke in the middle. Another simple flower. Again, two facing comma strokes. Add another comma stroke inside the first one. And another one inside, and fill in the center with a circle stroke. If you want, you can even put another petal over the top. A good rule to follow with flowers is start from the outside and then work inward. I'm going to do both of these simple flowers again. I start with two commas, strokes facing each other. The empty space is kind of large in the middle, so I think I'll put another comma stroke in to fill in. And then I'm going to fill in the final spot with an S stroke. Here's another simple flower. Two facing comma strokes. I'm going to fill in the middle with a circle stroke. And I'm going to put one more petal across the top. When I paint these flowers, I like to double load my paintbrush, which I showed you in the previous video. But first I dip my paintbrush in water. I touch it to paper towel so it's not totally saturated. Then I double load. The paint is a creamy consistency so that it pulls the strokes nicely. When I want more paint, I first dip my paintbrush in the water, touch it to the paper towel, and then dip once in the blue and once in the white. Stroke a couple times to blend the color, and I'm ready to paint my next stroke. Any of these flowers are suited for Telemark freehand, and Telemark has fantasy flowers. None of the flowers are readily identifiable as any particular variety. You're really free to go wherever your imagination leads you with the flowers. Here I've put an S stroke, and I think I'm going to add some circle strokes as petals. If you look at the old masters, you'll see that they really varied the colors as well. Now let's add some flowers to some scroll strokes that we've already done. I dip my paintbrush in the water, I touch it to the paper towel, I double load, and I pull a stroke from the outside, pull another comma stroke from the outside. Now I'm going to double load in another color, and pull another stroke, and another comma stroke. And let's try even another color. And I'll double load that very quickly there. Add a little more paint. And I am dipping in the water every time I double load. And I pull a little circle stroke to fill in the flower. Here's another one. I start from the outside. Now you don't always have to start like this, where I'm doing one from each side. You could work all on one side. There's not much room on this flower, so I'm just doing two petals and a circle stroke. Now you can always add flowers at the other side of the root, and that's what I've done here. Let's do another one. I happen to be starting with the darkest colors on the outside and working in, but feel free to mix it up and start with the light colors on the outside and end with dark colors on the inside. It's fun to experiment on cardstock and see what you like. Why don't you try it both ways? Again, these are fantasy flowers. They're not made to look like any variety of flower, so have fun with them. And as you notice, they're not particularly symmetrical either. I'm going to put a little bud up here because I'm going to make a little spray of flowers coming down later when I do my outlining. Thanks for watching. I hope you found this video helpful. You can bookmark my blog at rosemaulingblog.com. Happy rosemauling!